with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is outraged by the attack in Colorado.
We have seen two horrific cases of anti-Semitic violence in our country in the last 2 weeks, and it is unacceptable to this president and this White House. And rest assured to all Jewish Americans across our great country, this president has your back, and he's not going to allow anyone to take part in violent terrorism, acts of terrorism in our country.
Leavitt goes on to say the Biden administration is to blame for the Boulder violence.
This individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
The suspect, Mohammed Sullivan, charged with a federal hate crime. Representatives of Russia and Ukraine met for a second round of direct peace talks in just over 2 weeks. But aside from agreeing to swap thousands of their dead and seriously wounded troops, they reported no progress toward ending the war. A split Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to state bans on assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles that are popular among gun owners that have been used in multiple mass shootings. The justices turned down a case against a decades-old Maryland law that was similar to those in several other states. On Wall Street, stocks are higher following some discouraging updates on U.S. manufacturing. A report from the Institute for Supply Management said that U.S. manufacturing activity shrank by more last month than economists had expected. The Dow is up 6 points, the Nasdaq Composite adding 113. This is SRN News. America's pastors are staying put.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3 of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new updated version of the Sacred Harp is on its way. The Sacred Harp is a pre-Civil War compilation of sacred songs that is central to a more than 180-year-old American a cappella singing tradition that continues to operate in many churches. First published in 1844, the shape note hymnal has been revised a number of times to make space for songs by living composers. The last revision took place in 1991. This is SRN News. Thousands of residents in Canada have been evacuated due to dozens of active wildfires that are also diminishing air quality in parts of the U.S. Bernie Bennett reports.
As of Sunday afternoon, swaths of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa were experiencing, quote, unhealthy air quality levels, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Air Now page. At the unhealthy level, the EPA warns that some may experience health effects, while those who are considered more sensitive, children, the elderly, those who are pregnant, and those with health complications may experience more serious health effects. The EPA's Air Now page forecast for Monday suggests that smoke could move slightly east, bringing a greater impact to much of Minnesota and Wisconsin and the northern portion of Iowa. Air quality could drop to unhealthy levels for sensitive groups in those areas. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And separately, a fire in the U.S. border state of Idaho has burned at least 100 acres, prompting some evacuations. More details at srnnews.com.